Chapter 40. The Lava Tunnels of Upixar.
The choice was made in an instant. Vistara loved Ben. The Dream Singer would not have him. And Ben would never have to know what she did for him. As certain about this as she had ever been in her life, Vistara whirled to attack. She lifted her lightsaber high, the glowing red light illuminating a face contorted in anger and determination, and brought it down. The crimson weapon slashed through Natua's mask. Taken completely by surprise, the Fallen stumbled backward, turning shocked eyes on Vistara. Vistara snarled and began attacking her. To Vistara's own shock, Natua didn't seem affected by the pheromones. Of course, Natua was a Fallen. Fear shot through Vistara as Natua, recovered from the unexpectedness of the betrayal, fought back fiercely.
I knew we could never trust a Sith!
Natua snarled as her lightsaber danced and clashed with Vistara's. Vistara parried and thrust and slashed, her blade making a sharp sound as it cut the air and sizzled against the Jedi's lightsaber. Natua would fall, resistance or not. She could not stand against the creature and a Sith, both. And then it happened. Natua stumbled, lowering her lightsaber, and began to shriek. She started fighting again, her blade slashing empty air, and Vistara was able to dart in easily and cut a furrow across her torso. Natua fell to the floor, flailing and screaming, her lightsaber making futile burns in the rock. Vistara stood over the spasming body, her own lightsaber lowered, sweat sheening her brow. She met the creature's compound eyes and felt their kinship. It dipped its head in gratitude, acknowledgement, and moved forward onto Natua. Its feelers extended, running over the thrashing form in a vile caress as it fed deeply on the Fallen's terror. Vistara could tell the exact minute when Natua's mind finally snapped. Her eyes widened, and then her body grew limp, though she continued to breathe. The creature looked up from its feeding and regarded Vistara. Vistara heard movement behind her and a soft groan. Ben was awakening. With a slow smile, she leapt at the Dream Singer, attacking it with all her strength.
Vistara!
And then Ben was on his feet, stumbling into the fray. He was safe. Natua was dead. It couldn't possibly have gone more smoothly.